This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yep, and we're here laboring, myself and Kyle Warren. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And many other first responders will be working a regular shift, too. So make sure you remember that, ladies and gentlemen. And we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America, as we're being heard on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website. We're also broadcasting on numerous Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And, of course, we're also on some of the leading independent stations around the countryside. Very happy to be in all of those different areas. And we're also broadcasting live and in living color on the Internet, streaming our show on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's right. You can go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and hear my program there right now. And by the way, that program will play all day until tonight, when we come back on live, and then you'll hear it live again over there. Plus, our podcast is over there and on various other of our radio affiliates as well. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, yep, they're still out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, they're still getting the job done, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers. Now, our bulk mail haulers are definitely getting the day off, except for the long-haul guys and gals going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. They're still out there hauling the mail. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel, just another day to a bunch of them as they get the gas to the stations so you can get on down the road. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, a.k.a. X as at Captain's America. And our website, again, is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and we're going out to California to see what's going on out there in the middle of nowhere, wherever Kyle's at, which is not the middle of nowhere, but sometimes it could be. All right, let's go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. Whoop. Push it the wrong way. There. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
It helps when I push the button in the right direction. Okay, well, let's hang that up. Okay, goodbye, guys and gals. It's still 77 degrees and clear skies here. We're going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Steffi Stephanopoulos, the hit wonder on ABC News, right?
Right.
And I use that term very facetiously. But he just can't believe that the Republicans are just so in love with Donald Trump. My God, they're voting for Donald Trump. How could they do that? What's wrong with them? That's what he said on TV.
Well, I think that's what he has to say on TV. I can't imagine George Stephanopoulos saying anything different.
Well, he didn't have any choice. He ran out of words. That's all he could think of.
Well,
somebody he was interviewing was, I guess it was a pro, I don't know if it was a pro-Trump or not, but whoever it was he was interviewing was talking about how come Trump is so popular, you know, because of look at what he did. And everybody wants to go back to that $1.87 a gallon gas.
Well, once again, I think that if the Democrats had done certain things that didn't seem, you know, not on day one, stop all the drilling and the Keystone Pipeline, et cetera, if inflation wasn't doing what it's doing right now, the Donald Trump factor in it all would be less. Unfortunately, they don't get that, Captain. They think they can impose all these ridiculous policies and everything will be fine, even though everybody's suffering out there.
I don't know what it is that Kamala Harris did, but there's a new headline that just popped up on the Fox News overnight website, and it says Kamala Harris' latest gaffe is more proof American families are in deep trouble. I don't know what they're talking about there. We'll have to check on that.
Yeah, we'll check on that and see what they say the gaffe is and so forth. But, you know, it's probably going to be a pretty good one. That's my prediction at this point.
Well,
it's going to be good.
The Democrats suffered a humiliating defeat in their first court battle to keep Trump off the ballot. They flat out lost.
Well, that's right. What's happening with that, and now this has to do, again, going back to this 14th Amendment thing, trying to say that that Donald Trump is not eligible. But I think the judge tossed this out and didn't make a finding on the eligibility of vis-a-vis the 14th Amendment, but basically said the people who brought the lawsuit do not have standing to bring this lawsuit. So I think that's why it was tossed.
Okay, and we're getting ready to take a break, but folks, when we come back from the break, Joe Biden got really upset. There's a new book that's out there that tells how upset he got and what he got upset over, and we're going to tell you when we come back. There's a couple of books out there right now about Biden that are not very favorable. Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, a Monday morning. And we're going to get this strange guy in the radio to give you tickets to break. Let's go here.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. And that's Jeff in Sarasota. And you folks got a chance to meet him at Largo at the gun show over the weekend. And a lot of people were very happy. And he was just as happy to meet you and shake your hand. Now, this portion of the program brought you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 13 years right now. Why do I take it? Because it works. And it's what I need to help me get my pain in control and the inflammation that I have that causes my left foot and ankle to swell, which is exactly what it did on Saturday at the gun show. And I took the product right there after I'd already taken it in the morning, and boom, down went the swelling, pain went away, felt good, and I just continued to motor along during the rest of the day. So there you go. Now, it's 100% drug-free. That's a great thing. It goes right straight to the source of the pain, takes care of it that way. And the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all good for you. It's kind of like taking a vitamin pill for the pain you got going. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get the Relief Factor. Alrighty, Kyle Warren has something he likes to say whenever we get to talk about Relief Factor. What would that be, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo! ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try, and I think you'll see why. I tell you, it works for me. All righty, we got a call. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Captain here straight from the bridge.
Okay.
All right. I see in Mexico they've been having some riots, and And this is by Christian groups and by parents that are really disgusted with all the, I guess, communist-backed influence of what they're teaching about gender stuff and all this kind of stuff in school. And I'm thinking that if that can, if that, well, could that possibly happen here in this country? Because I think to some degree that we're getting to some of the same thing, but just not violence in the streets or something. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, well, violence could happen at any time when you're dealing with these liberals, these socialists, that's what they want to do is break things and tear things up, right?
Yeah, and foment, you know, that kind of conflict. Yeah.
And there have been some episodes where there's been some pushing and shoving and that sort of thing here in the United States. So it's possible. Would I want to see it happen? Of course not. But the police have got to take a strong approach to this. They can't just stand back and go, well, don't do that. Don't do this. No, no, no. Don't do that, Tommy. Oh, Freddie, cut it out. No, you go in there and you crack them on the side of the head with a damn nightstick and say, you're under arrest.
Well, to back Em and Bob's point about the idea of bringing in these ideas that, you know, all about these, in other words, it doesn't matter if it's having to do with transgenderism or it has to do with other social issues and so forth. What the communist socialist, what their game plan is many times, Captain, is to just get people to be divided. And they make it sound as though we're going to make it this wonderful place for you to live. It's going to be a utopian sort of society. They don't mean that. What they mean is we're going to get power once we dupe you about all this stuff, and then guess who the first are to be taken out of that society. And that's why it's important to emphasize, and as we do on this program, America's the only place in the world where you're truly free and can truly express yourself. That's why we have our constitutional rights. When people try to subvert them, then anything's possible.
Now, RFK has called out Biden's fitness and said that he wants a debate with Biden. Don't think that's going to happen, but he's got a great point when he talks about Biden's fitness.
Well, that's right. I don't think Joe Biden can stand there and really talk to anybody for any length of time without showing the massive degradation that he's suffering. And again, we take no joy in saying things like that. We're not rooting for that, but we are simply pointing it out because it's so obvious. On every single interview or every single public appearance.
You want to know something else that's very obvious?
What's that?
When he stands at the podium for any length of time, he's grabbing onto the podium and holding onto it. Not just...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's holding. I've noticed that the other day. He was holding with a grip onto the podium. I guess that's so he wouldn't fall down.
Well, that's right, and some of these factors, and again, he's 80 years old, but then you know other people who are 80 years old who may not have those same kinds of factors that are starting to manifest.
Well, he might be a little dizzy, you think?
Right, or just sometimes, especially elderly folks, may start to feel a little unstable. But that in and of itself isn't what's going wrong with Biden. I think that he's got something else that's far and away something that's making him deteriorate. So for RFK Jr. to call this out is very savvy because it's not something that the White House or the Biden campaign can easily parry other than just simply say, well, we don't want to debate anybody, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Nikki Haley has a suggestion and a solution. You want to hear it?
Yep.
She's calling for term limits after Mitch McConnell's freeze. She said, and I quote, we need people at the top of their game.
Right, and she also wants people who are, in her words, I think, and just paraphrasing this, the younger generation of leadership, basically, to come in. And so term limits might be one of those ways, but it'll take time, obviously, to get those kinds of things imposed. And if I'm not mistaken, Captain, she also was talking about the cognitive testing,
yes,
kind of thing. Like for example, candidates typically release their medical reports. She was talking about, again, generally having cognitive or mental health reports.
Sure.
Released.
Sure. Now, Bill Maurer, the comedian on HBO, compared the woke liberals to the KKK in a sit-down conversation he was having with Joe Rogan, the podcaster, and he earned praise from Vivek Ramaswamy.
Well, that's right. Now, Bill Maher, you know, Bill Maher is a very liberal guy, but he's also can be a very practical kind of guy. And that's kind of one of the things when people don't always see eye to eye, but sometimes they can actually come up with something that's some kind of common ground. Bill Maher, every once in a while, I think, hits that mark, which I think is important. But also when he goes beyond this, though, Captain, by saying this, he told to Joe Rogan, he says, and I quote, liberal is a different animal than woke. He added that woke isn't even an extension of liberalism. Again, this is his opinion. But he goes on to say, and this is really important, this is where he talks about the KKK. He says, the woke believe race is first and foremost the thing you should always see everywhere, which I find interesting, he says. That used to be the position of the Ku Klux Klan, in that we see race first and foremost everywhere. This was, again, from Bill Maher. So he's going out on a limb here to do this, but what he's talking about, it rings true, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, the Biden official that just went and visited China, the Secretary of Commerce, Ms. Raimondo, former governor of Rhode Island, I might add, said that she confronted China over the email hack in their high-level visit after the spy craft conflict.
Well, that's right. So, again, it's at least we have some, not necessarily harsh words per se, but at least we have something that's happening that's confronting China in some way, shape, or form. They've got to understand that we're not just going to be silent on every little thing. And just because Joe Biden seems to have been involved, or Hunter Biden, I should say, and maybe by extension Joe Biden, since they've been involved with Chinese issues and so forth, it's not a pushover.
Well, Biden's getting blown off by President Xi because he's not going to meet him at the G20 meeting. Matter of fact, he's not even going to be there.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he says he's disappointed that Xi's not going to be there at the G20. But he said, yeah, I think he was going to get to see him at some point. So we'll see about that, won't we? With everything that's going on right now about China and Taiwan, China trying to spread their influence in different parts of the world, I don't know if Biden's going to meet with them anytime soon. But
I doubt it.
And yeah.
I doubt it.
And he's going to Vietnam as well, right? Which, to some degree or another, has got to rub Beijing the wrong
way. And when is he doing that?
On or about the time of September 11th. He's going to be stopping in Alaska to make remarks about September 11th.
Yep. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole bunch of firefighters, police, and EMS folks, and even some of the military that are not happy that on one of the very most solemn days of the year in our country's history, that he's going to be somewhere other than New York City. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. At least 70,000 people are stuck at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert as heavy rain turns the grounds into mud. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed his defense minister, saying new approaches are needed as the war with Russia enters its 19th month. As tributes pour in for Jimmy Buffett, the singer's website announced that he battled a form of skin cancer for 4 years. Buffett died Friday at age 76. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he'll keep fighting for the progressive agenda, but told CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "We cannot have 4 more years of Donald Trump in the White House." At the movies, The Equalizer 3 tops the box office in its debut weekend. The Denzel Washington film is expected to make $41 million through Labor Day. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and I wholeheartedly endorse Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because of the job they did for me in identifying the problem that I had and in treating it correctly, because had I gone just a little bit longer without the proper diagnosis, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now on the radio. It's just that simple, and it was that serious. And they found out what the problem was. They started to treat it. And here I am, and thank God for miracles and all the power of prayer, because it really worked. So give them a call if you're having problems with your foot, your feet, or your ankles, or your knees, or your calves, and swelling is part of the issue, because it might not be just that you put on a few pounds or whatnot. It might be something called a bodily fluid inflammation type problem that needs to be taken care of in a different manner. So if that's the process that they have to go through, you'll have to find out. The number to call to find out is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you when you give them that call. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Okay, well, Mexico, we talked about this a little bit, but we didn't really explain it very much, so we'll go back and try to do it justice. Mexico placed a slab of the Berlin Wall near the border, the Mexican border with the U.S., as a lesson while Biden is adding to the barriers. Now, what on earth is he adding to the barriers?
You got me.
Last I knew, he was welding some of the gates open, wide open.
Well, that's exactly right. But they've evidently placed there a 3-ton gray concrete slab of the Berlin Wall. Berlin Wall.
Well, there is a mall in Berlin. We just don't. Yeah, okay.
That's right. And so it is, they're saying, may this be a lesson to build a society that knocks down walls and builds bridges, says the inscription in the Cold War relic. Really? Well, now, wait a minute. Again, now, by the way, Captain, what did the Berlin Wall do? It kept people in.
That's right.
Yeah, this particular, the idea of having a secure border means that you can't come in the country illegally, but you can come in legally. There's
right.
ways to come into the United States legally, which is the whole point. So the Berlin Wall, I don't think is an apropos sort of comparison here.
No, not at all. Now, by the way, there is a report that 60% of the online content may, in fact, be artificially intelligent-generated garbage by 2026. Wow.
Well, yeah, I saw this earlier, Captain, and I thought, well, see, this is why people are listening to you and they're listening to me here on the radio, because we're not artificial intelligence. We're real people, and we're always going to give you the best content that you're going to find. And this is, unfortunately, going to be, you know, all kidding aside, this is going to be the way that things are going to go. You know why? Because it becomes incredibly cheap to generate content at that point, see? And so a lot of people who actually do this or make content online may lose their jobs, as many others might too, because of AI being able to replace them.
Now, we mentioned a little bit about this earlier, but now we'll be a little bit more specific. All of the income brackets now living paycheck to paycheck is, in fact, what we're hearing from a new study that was done.
And this should be incredibly alarming to everyone, because that doesn't mean our economy is going well. That doesn't mean, you know, people aren't saving, because they've had to go, I think, in my opinion, they've gone through their savings, Captain. They've had to run up their credit cards. You mentioned the $1 trillion credit card debt
yeah.
earlier. That's not a good thing.
Nope.
More credit card debt isn't a good thing. And so to get into this position, that means that if we do start to see recessionary things happening or other problems in the economy and people lose their jobs, they're going to be out in the street, you know, sooner than later, because they don't have anything built up because of the way the economy is going. So this is very alarming.
And the majority of the credit card debt has been incurred by people since Joe Biden has been in office. Think about that for a second.
Well, right, and they'll try to blame it on the Trump years, because that's kind of standard procedure. Well, the previous administration set all this up.
Yeah, they tried to do that, but it's not true.
It's not true. Of course it's not true, because everybody felt like they were doing much better. And then suddenly it all started reversing. And you mentioned earlier, Captain, it's not, you can't just build everything back up at the flip of a switch, basically.
No.
You can almost tear it down at a flip of a switch, but you can't build it back at a flip of a switch. So that's why people know that Joe Biden's administration is primarily responsible for this.
Now, an expert says that some kind of miracles are going to be needed in the world of real estate to reverse the trends that are there. The only trend I know is that the price of houses is going far beyond what young people today can afford to pay to buy one, because
they, you know, if they need 10% or 20% or whatever they need to put down on, say, a $300,000 or $400,000 house, where on earth are they going to get $30,000 or $40,000?
Well, that's the great question. That's the $64,000 question, as they used to say. It's unbelievable how expensive housing has become. And I would make a fair bet here, I think, and that is most people listening to this show right now probably couldn't go rebuy the house that they're in. I know that I probably couldn't. See, that's the thing, because the housing values have gone up so high.
About
so
double.
How is a first-time? Yeah, that's right. How can a first-time home buyer, like you said, be able to get that together? It's just almost impossible.
You know what else has gone up almost double?
What's that?
Down here, it's property insurance.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Your home insurance, yep. Now, there's a worker shortage out there, and you've got on your note here that there's five professions that it seems to be affecting the most. What are they?
Well, construction, manufacturing, we see that. Get this too, Captain, that we've talked about this a lot. Pilots and airline mechanics, they're in short supply. Anybody who's tried to get on an airplane recently knows that sometimes they've got to wait for the crew to arrive or get somebody to fly in. Bus drivers, school bus drivers, how about teachers? And then also air traffic controllers as well. It's very difficult to have the skies run efficiently if you don't have enough air traffic controllers. Have a little bit of experience in knowing some of the air traffic controllers, have met several, and it's a very demanding job, and it's high stress as well.
Well, I was going to add to that without even knowing, but police and firefighters, because we certainly, you know, with all the police they cut to begin with, the big blue cities, now they're going, oh, we got a crime problem. We got to have some more police officers. Oh, boo-hoo. And then somewhere they hired a bunch of, what the hell were they, report takers with computers. I think it was San Francisco. That's not working out very good either, by the way.
No, and also I think as well in the law enforcement, you've got, I think, a lot of people who say, well, wait a minute, if I become a police officer, I'm just going to get sued all the time. Is that something that I want to go do? Because, you know, I want to help people, but, you know, I'm going to have a target on my back more than ever before. And so I think it may be keeping some real capable people out of that profession.
Well, look, if you attack a cop by whatever means you do it, gun, knife, club, fist, then you've got to expect that you're going to get attacked back. The cop's going to defend himself, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And they have the gun, usually, and sometimes you don't, the bad guy I'm talking about, and they wind up getting shot. But we'll get into that when we come back, because we've got the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up. And we're going to get that done, and then next hour with Denise Simon, we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, it's a thankless job, but somebody's got to do it. We'll be right back, folks. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Called The House is a Rockin', and that was the original version that started. And as you can hear, it's a little bit scratchy because it was recorded live at an event. So it came on later, and I'm trying to remember who the heck did that. Kyle, do you remember who the group was that did that later?
I'm not sure what that version is, but I know Brian Setzer in the Brian
that's
Setzer
That's it. That's
orchestra.
It. That was it.
Yeah.
Yep. Brian Setzer. And he had a full band of an orchestra that played it. These guys here are just three guys on a guitar, and it's a really old thing. But I found the original version. I said, well, I'll play that just for record and see what it's like. But we found out, and that's the end of that, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, gee whiz. I hate when the quality's that bad. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, let's see here. Tell me about what's going on out west, please.
Well, we continue with this wind advisory until the early morning hours on Monday, and this, of course, is going to be in the Southern California area, I-10, if you're in the Indio, Palm Springs, Banning, Desert Hot Springs, Indio Hills area, and even down towards Borrego Springs. Just be careful because you can get wind gusts up to about 60 miles an hour, according to the forecast. So if you're trucking through there, be careful with your high-profile vehicle. Aerial flood watch continues in central to northern Nevada. I-80, Winnemucca up through Elko, over to the border with Utah, even over to Salt Lake City, and up towards Idaho Falls. So you want to be aware of that. We have a little bit of rain continuing on the map right now. If you're coming up on I-15 near Cedar City in Utah, up through the area of Beaver, Fillmore, up through Nephi, Provo, and just a little bit east of Salt Lake City, you got rain coming across Interstate 15. Rain continues in central Idaho and just west right now of Helena, Montana. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've had a little change in the weather. That happens from time to time because if you don't like the way the weather is, wait an hour and we might tell you about something different. So we are. What I told you about in North Dakota and South Dakota, well, yeah, it'll be warm, but not as warm as what they thought because guess where the heat went? Why, it went into Minnesota, and it went into Wisconsin, and it's headed over to Michigan, and it's already in upstate New York, and by the way, part of Vermont, too. So it's moving to the east, as we told you it would. And that same area of heat and warmth is going to probably find its way into the middle Atlantic states over the next day or two, and there'll be some rain showers as a result of that. And in the meantime, we do have just east of Amarillo, Texas, we do have a big swath of warm air, superheated air, 100-degree-plus weather. It'll be about 50 miles wide. It'll be all the way from the Kansas border down to Texas. It'll come in there around Wichita Falls and go all the way down to just west of San Antonio, down there along I-10, and it'll be there for the rest of the day. We've also got a high heat warning down in the valley, Harlingen, on up to Corpus Christi, and a big heat advisory watch from San Antonio south all the way down to Laredo. So be advised of that. And, of course, Eagle Pass, too. Now, there's some fog in Louisiana tonight. And bouncing along, let me see here. And bouncing along Mississippi over towards Mobile and over towards Pensacola. And we got a little bit of rain activity in southern Jersey. And we got some winds and some unsettled weather condition and some fog up in Maine along the coastline, go all the way to Nova Scotia, and some unsettled weather up there in potato country. So that's what it's looking like. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget you can check out all the great amenities and find the location nearest you for the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, who bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And during the month of September, they're saying thank you to pro drivers out there. It's Driver Appreciation Month. You're going to find out you can enjoy three free drinks from all your favorite brands and find new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication on the road. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Join up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, that's a good thing, right?
It's an incredibly good thing, absolutely.
All right. Well, I think we've got Denise on the line here, so let's go on up here. Let me see here. Good morning. Is this Denise? Yes, it is. I hear the airflow. All right.
Good morning.
Yep, good morning. Now, I want to ask you a question right off the bat. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, her Facebook page is the Denise Simon Experience. Joe Biden says that he's disappointed
that President Xi will not attend the G20 summit.
What's your question?
The question is why? What was he expecting to accomplish? Maybe get some more money, extort some money?
He's inferring that he would, have a chance to talk to his old friend. He calls him his old friend.
Yeah.
And I would necessarily argue that it was really a false statement because he can pick up the phone any time and call President Xi.
Sure.
He doesn't have, that's a Potemkin village statement.
Well, our U.S. Commerce Secretary Raimondo, or whatever, I guess, whatever her name is, the former governor of Rhode Island, she says, I didn't pull any punches during my recent visit with China. I laid it all out on the line. Yeah, sure she did.
Well, remember, too, that her emails had just been hacked.
Yep.
So, if that's the case, then what was it that she said to them about hacking her emails, and what was their response? Because I didn't hear anything.
Nope, not at all. And I know people from Rhode Island that have moved down here, and they said one of the reasons they left was because of her and her corruption.
Oh, all right. Well, I can't speak to that.
Well, they were teachers' union members, and she screwed the teachers really bad up there in Rhode Island.
Okay.
So I don't know about that. I'm just telling you what they told me, and that they're down here as a result of it, but there you go. Now, Italy did not get the expected result they thought from the China Belt and Road deal, according to their foreign minister. As a matter of fact, they didn't get any of it.
I read that headline, but I don't know what it was that they were referring to, so I really can't speak to that one just yet.
All right. Well, Kyle will know about that one, I'm sure. Let's see. Mr. Kyle, do you know about that?
Well, what they're saying is that they're saying the Silk Road did not bring in the results we expected that they talked about. Of course, that's just kind of stating the obvious there. And they're still trying to evaluate to see if they're going to renew their participation or not. But, Denise, I appreciate what you talk about in general with the Belt and Road Initiative, that a lot of times it's a bait-and-switch initiative because China typically ends up controlling whatever assets they came in to say, we're going to help you build.
Yeah, that's debt trapping. But I'm not sure that that's really what this is about when it comes to...
to Italy? Yeah.
I think there's always more to it. I think it really has to do with trade, and I don't know what sure exports Italy has, but I think it's more of a trade thing.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon of FoundersToad.com and the Denise Simon Experience at Facebook, and Kyle Warren, host of The Kyle Warren Show. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.